talking about all of it today. It is just first and foremost on my mind. Candy Burris, guys, Desperate Housewives of Atlanta. Desperate. I always say desperate. I mean, Atlanta Housewives. Listen, her fiance, AJ, killed last night at Body Tap, leaving Body Tap, a strip club here in Atlanta. Unbelievable, unbelievable. We're going to talk about the 2016 Olympics, why Chicago didn't get that. We need to talk about it, guys. We need to talk about it. Children born today, living to be 100, sex in the workplace, a lot going on in and around our world. So be sure to stay right where you are, and I will be back with much, much more. And remember, guys, special guest today, I have an exclusive interview for you. It is sure to be a hot show, the hottest of the hot, always, right here, Blog Talk Radio. It's your girl, Purpose Vision. Be right back.
It's unfamiliar. I get it, I live it. To me, there's nothing realer. Just enough of all your problems, too much to kill you. And when I leave, I always come right back here. The young spitter that everybody in rap fear. A lot of y'all is still sounding like last year. The game needs changing, I'm the motherfucking cashier. Nickels for my thoughts, dimes in my bed. Quarters of the cush, shake the lines in my head. Take my verses too serious, you hate me. Cause I'm the one to paint a vivid picture, no HD. Yeah, I want it all, that's why I strive for it. Diss me, you'll never hear a reply for it. Any award show or party, I get fly for it. I know that it's coming, I just hope that I'm alive for it.
I want the money, money in the cars, cars in the clothes, the hoes, I
All right, guys, thanks for sticking around. Now, the official story goes like this. As of 5:17 a.m., investigators say they have no suspects in custody from last night's tragic fight. Sad news this morning for the family and friends of both Real Housewives of Atlanta, Candy Burris, and her ex-fiancé, AJ Jewell. I didn't realize he was her ex-fiancé, guys. On Bravo's hit television show, The Real Housewives of Atlanta, Candy and AJ are still engaged and going through the motions of learning one another, hoping to end at marriage. But in real time, there is so much more going on, and this time, tragedy ends any chance of a reconciliation. Candy and AJ split a little while after the show finished taping, after receiving counseling from the church and other sources. However, Atlanta was circling with rumors that Candy and AJ still loved one another and that they were going to just figure things out while the cameras were off. But now, as of last night, Atlanta police have confirmed to multiple sources, including MyFoxAtlanta.com, that Real Housewives of Atlanta star Candy Burris' fiance, AJ Jewell, was killed at an Atlanta nightclub called Body Tap. Body Tap is known in Atlanta as a gentleman's nightclub, a.k.a. strip club. Some people go for the entertainment and others go to just hang out with their friends. AJ suffered a severe head injury during a fight that broke out at the club. He was taken to Piedmont Hospital in Atlanta, where he later died. There are various reports of how AJ suffered his head injury and confirmed. Naturally, those close to Candy are saying she is stunned by the news and saddened. Her family asked for privacy during this difficult time. All fans and general humankind send their best wishes to both families. How sad, guys. How sad and tragic. This story comes from, courtesy of Atlanta Entertainment Examiner. Examiner.com. I'm sad for Candy because she seems like she is such a sweet person. So whenever something like this happens, it's terrible. It's really terrible. Even if they had broke up, you know, she still loved this guy. They were engaged, and now he's gone. Life is so short, so precious. We just never know, you know. We never know when it's going to be our time, guys. So we have to be, you know, prepared. We have to, and when I say we have to be prepared, what I mean is we have to make sure that we pray and that we have a relationship with God. That's my opinion, you know. Whoever your God is, have a relationship because, you know, time is precious. Life is precious. We never know when it's going to be our time. You know, never know when we're going to get in a brawl at a strip club, you know. Never know. Okay. Children born today living to be 100. Okay, so I have little nieces and little nephews. Well, one little nephew. And actually he just will be a year old January. And I have another little nephew that just turned a year old. And because they're new, that's why I keep saying nephews and nephew or nephews. I have two new nephews. But at any rate, shout out to little JJ, little Tay Tay. Okay. It is just amazing to me that now, when children are born, they are living to be 100. Studies show that children will live 15 years longer than their parents. And 40 years longer than their grandparents. And it's because of science. I mean, now they have cures for cancer and, you know, where they, well, not really cures, but they can help you heal so that you can live longer. Whereas, you know, 20 years ago, they didn't have that. You know, you get cancer, you die. But now it's not the case, which is wonderful for us as well as our children and our grandchildren. You know, they will be able to live long lives. How wonderful is that? Now, the drawback, you know, there's always a drawback. The drawback of that is that they may not be able to have retirement income or Social Security. So they'll be working like up until their 80s. Who wants to work when they're 80? You should be on the beach somewhere, right, with your toes in the sand. You should not be working when you're 80. But that's what they're saying is that, you know, if they live to be 100, they're going to be working until they're 80. So the last 20 years of their lives will be retirement, whereas in our time, you know, you would live to be, what, 70, 80. You will retire like 60. So you will work up until like 60, which now 60 is young. So it's crazy. It's crazy. You have to call in and tell me what you think about it. 347-215-8667 is the call-in number. Guys, be sure to stick around, because I have an exclusive interview with multimedia producer Dalton B. Sweeney. He's going to give us the scoop on his latest and greatest venture, Movers and Shakers, radio, TV, internet, and the magazine. If you are an artist of any kind, musical, visual, graphics, this could be your opportunity to be seen and heard. So be sure to call in 347-215-8667. And you can talk to Dalton. He will be here in a few minutes, guys, so be sure to keep it where you have it because this is going to be a hot show. I'm telling you, Dalton's been in the business for a long time, and he's doing some great things. So make sure that you are right here to hear what's coming up, okay?
Baby, you my age, you all I ever wanted. We could do it real big, bigger than you ever done it. You be up on everything, another whole thing never on it. I want this forever, I swear I can spend whatever on it. Cause she hold me down,
and every time I hit up. When I get right, I promise that we gon' live it up. She made me pay for it till she give it up. And I say the same thing every single time. I say,
you the you the best, 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 you the best I ever had, best I ever had, best I ever had, best I ever had. Know you got a roommate, call me when there's no one there. Put the key under the mat and you know I'll be over there. I'll be over there, shawty, I'll be over there. I'll be hitting all the spots that you ain't even know is there. And y'all don't even have to ask twice. You could have my heart or we could share it like the last slice. Always felt like you were so accustomed to the fast life. Having thinking that he met you in a past life. Sweatpants, hair tied, chilling with no makeup on. That's when you're the prettiest. I hope that y'all don't take it wrong. Y'all don't even trip when friends say you ain't bringing Drake along. You know that I'm working, I'll be there soon as I make it home. And she a patient in my waiting room. Never pay attention to the rumors and what they assume. And tell them girls prove it. I'm the one that never get confused with. Cause
baby, you my everything. You all I ever wanted. We could do it real big. Bigger than you ever done it. You be up on everything. Other whole thing never own it. I want this forever. I swear I could spend whatever on it.
Cause she hold me down every time I hit up. When I get right, I promise that we gon' live it up. She made me beg for it till she give it up. And I say the same thing every single time. I say,
you the you the best. 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 You the best I ever had. Best I ever had. Best I ever had. Best I ever had. I say, you the you.
Sex, love, pain, baby, I be on that tank.
Alright guys, thanks again for sticking around. It's your girl Purpose Vision right here, Blog Talk Radio. That call in number is 347-215-8667. Be sure to check out my MySpace guys, myspace.com/purposevision. Also check out my the YouTube channel. I think it'll be enjoyable for you. I have some hot interviews on there. Keisha Jackson, legendary Millie Jackson's daughter. Hot singer, hot here in Atlanta and around the globe, does a lot of touring with Erykah Badu and, excuse me guys, Outkast, you name it, she is on the move. So her, I have Anthony David, who is a soul singer. He said don't put any labels to his music, guys, but it's very soulful, very, very soulful. And, you know, he had a song out recently with India Ari, so he signed to Universal. Guys, be sure to go to my Mental Note TV YouTube channel and check out those interviews. So it's youtube.com/mentalnoteTV and be entertained because, you know, your girls. My whole mission in life is to entertain my peeps, my internet peeps, guys. I love you. I love you. Okay, listen, more to talk about. More to talk about. Sex and the workplace. What is going on? David Letterman. Who wants to have sex with David Letterman? Give me a break. But you know how it is. Money talk. Everything else, what? Walk. You got it. So David Letterman is having sex with the people that work on his show. No big surprise. I mean, he's the host of the show. The guy runs the whole show. You know what I mean? So it's not surprising that his subordinates, the ladies that work for him, find him, I don't know if they find David Letterman attractive, but probably. But something about him is alluring, I suppose. So he has been in the news recently because he was being blackmailed by another show's producer saying that, you know what, I'm going to tell all your business about you having sex with the people on your show if you don't give me $2 million. David Letterman got on his own show and said, you know what, yes, I'm having sex with the people that work on my show. I'm not giving you $2 million and you're going to jail. So that's what's going on, guys. Dalton B. Sweeney up next. Stay tuned.
Turn your radio on. Play it for your man or your lady all day long. go on and on for this long. You blaming me, I'm blaming you. I can't say you're right, but I sure ain't wrong. Girl, lately I've been thinking, and my thoughts are telling me I'm tripping. Used to say I didn't care, found your bags back upstairs. With all that talking tough, I'm about to lose you.
This is my last chance.
Guys, I'm not going to keep you waiting any longer. We have in the building Dalton B. Sweeney, guys, multimedia producer. He's going to be telling us about his latest and greatest venture. And we also have another caller on the line. But first, we're going to go ahead and say hello to Mr. Sweeney. How are you, Dalton?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great.
I am so excited to be on Purpose Vision. Congratulations with your new radio show. Much success.
Oh, thank you so much, darling. Thank you so much. I am so happy to have you on. I know you have a lot to tell us, a lot to, fill us in on as far as your latest ventures, and I'm so excited to get into that. But I want to check out this caller. I think they may have a question. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, true story. How you doing, mommy? Just want to call and give some love to your show, doing like you're doing it for TV. You should do however
you want. Oh, babe. Thank you so much. I always appreciate when you guys call in. Love you, and I am so happy to hear from you this morning.
All day, mommy. You know, keep doing your thing like you're doing it for TV. Don't let nobody stop you. You should do Hellraiser. We in the building.
Hellraiser Entertainment. That's what's up. Holla. Oh, guys, I think we had some technical difficulty. I think we lost Hellraiser Entertainment. Dalton, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here with you, live.
Your girl be switching it up on this switchboard, I'm telling you. I really
We're going to work it out. We're going to work it out.
So, guys, let me give you a little bit of background on Dalton B. Sweeney. Dalton comes from where your girl is from, the Shoals area of Alabama, that corner right there in the northwest of Alabama. Guys, he's been in the business for a long time. I can remember over 10 years ago, Dalton was producing comedy shows. He's been producing gospel shows. He's also a music producer, very talented guy, entrepreneur. He is the man with the plan. So make sure you got your ear locked in real close to this internet, because I'm sure if you are an artist of any kind, meaning if you rap, if you sing, if you are an actress, if you're a talk show host like your girl, just whatever it is that you do, Mr. Sweeney has Movers and Shakers is the name of his new venture. Movers and Shakers, meaning you know what that means, right? If you can move some, if you can shake some, if you know how to make some power moves, then that's what Movers and Shakers is about. It's a magazine. It is a radio show. It is a television show. And Mr. Sweeney is also producing film, guys. So Dalton, without further
yes,
ado,
ma'am.
Let us know what you got going on.
Well, Movers and Shakers, that's the new venture we have. It's a multimedia marketing firm. And what we do is we're just trying to expose people on TV. We do the radio. We have online internet. And it's a positive-driven concept. And our thing is, you know, people that are successful, you know, artists, musicians, actors, we have a lot of counselors in place. Our thing is to equip people with the goals they need to be successful in life. You know, that's the whole vision behind that, whether it's music, whether it's acting, you know, no matter what. Our thing is to try to help you tap into, you know, that you have on the inside to be successful. So it's a blessing. You know, I thank God. You know, I've been blessed. You know, I've been an entrepreneur since I was 12. I mean, I used to sell candy back in elementary school. So sales has always been, you know, in my life. So my point is now is to try to, you know, share that with people and, you know, just develop entrepreneurs. I want to see everybody be successful, male, female, white, black, Latino, it doesn't matter, you know. I feel that we all have a purpose in life, you know. God has put us here for more things than just making money and the houses and the cars, you know. I think we should be able to touch and influence people to be successful, so. You know, I'm glad, I'm very excited about this. You know, I'm just at a point in my life now where, you know, hey, God is just leading me and I'm just riding it out, you know?
Oh, well, that's what's up. That's wonderful. So tell me, what inspired you to go from, you know, one genre to the next? Meaning, I know that you started out with the comedy thing, you know, having the comedians do the shows, producing those shows and that sort of thing. What kind of progressed you into film? Because I understand that you're finishing up your film degree. So what kind of motivated you to go in that direction?
Well, I've always liked the film and the movies, and, you know, I always knew one point in my life that I would, you know, be involved or whatever. So, hey, God just told me it was time to take that one step. So that's what I did, and I feel the movie and the television, it's a, you know, it kind of coincides with the music, you know. I still love music. I mean, we have our company called Shows Music Group, and, I mean, we deal with everything from gospel to hip-hop to R&B, country, jazz, you know, it doesn't really matter. But, you know, this film thing is trying to tie it all in where, you know, you can kind of see, you know, who you're hearing. So I'm very excited about it. And then, you know, we have a few people that's have made it from our area, you know, Cedric Pendleton, you know, he's acting, he's doing very well. You know, Tyler Perry, CSI, he's been on True Blood. We also have Devon Gregory, he's another guy from the show's area. He's out in Hollywood, and he's involved with a lot of stuff. So, you know, I just think it's time to shed some light on this area, you know, and kind of, you know, we got a lot of talent in the show's area. So it's an untapped market, and we just want to shed some light, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's home for me, guys, like I said before. And a lot of talent, just like Dawson said, comes from that area. And it's just a great spot as far as I'm sure the films are going to be beautiful that you produce there because it is a beautiful area. The Tennessee River is there. The city sits basically on the Tennessee River. And it's just a beautiful area, guys, and it's going to be a lot of great things, like Dalton said, coming out of the area. Dalton, stay where you are because we have much more that we want to talk to you about. But we're going to take a little break here. Guys, the call-in number is 347-215-8667. I appreciate you joining me this morning.
Baby,
it's your girl,
Pete, all I ever wanted. We could do it real big, bigger than you ever done it. You be up on everything, love the whole thing, never own it. I want this forever, I swear I can feel it ever on it. Cause she hold me down every time I hit up. When I get right, I promise that we gon' live it up. She made me pay for it. She give it up, and I say the same thing every single time. I say,
you the best, you the best, you the best, you the best, you the best I ever had, best I ever had, best I ever had, best I ever had.
Know you got a roommate, call me when there's no one there. Put the key under the mat and you know I'll be over there. I'll be over there, shawty, I'll be over there. I'll be hitting all the spots that you ain't even know is there.
And you don't even have to ask twice. You can have my heart or we can share it like the last slice. Always felt like you were so accustomed to the fast life. Having to be thinking that he met you in a past life. Sweatpants, hair tied, chilling with no makeup on. That's when you're the prettiest. I hope that you don't take it wrong. You don't even trip when friends say you ain't bringing Drake along. You know that I'm working, I'll be there soon as I make it home. Is she a patient in my waiting room? Never pay attention to the rumors and what they assume. And tell them girls prove it. I'm the one that never get confused with.
Cause baby, you my everything. You all I ever wanted. We could do it real big. Bigger than you ever done it. You be up on everything. Hell, the whole thing never on it. I want this forever. I swear I could spend whatever on it.
Cause she hold me down every time I hit up. When I get right, I promise that we gon' live it up. She made me beg for it till she give it up. And I say the same thing every single time.
I say, you the best.
All right, guys, thanks for staying right where you are. It's Mental Note, that show that gives you the news and views around the ATL and the globe. Dalton B. Sweeney is our guest today, guys, multimedia producer. Latest and greatest venture is what he's telling us about today, Movers and Shakers. It's the radio show, TV, internet, web magazine. It is all that and much, much more. Dalton, are you there?
Yes, I'm with you.
Okay. Tell us how we can contact you. If there are people out there who are interested in getting involved, who want more information, what's the best way to contact you?
My contact number is 256-457-9663, or you could Facebook me at Dalton Sweeney on Facebook, and also my name backwards, Sweeney Dalton, at yahoo.com. Those are my numbers. You know, anyone that's in the business, you know, if you feel you have a success story to share with someone, they might motivate, uplift, inspire. That's what we're about, you know. We're trying to motivate, uplift, and inspire. That's our main goal, you know.
And we just definitely need more of that. I mean, it's just so much going on. And while I have you on the line, I do want your opinion on what's going on in and around our world.
Okay,
Chicago did not get the Olympics, so they're not coming to the U.S. 2016. They're going to Rio de Janeiro. So I am wondering, what do you feel about, how do you feel about that? I mean, were you excited to have the Olympics here, or do you think it was a good decision for the Olympics not to come here?
Yeah, I thought it would have been great for Chicago, you know, by it being Obama's city that he has ran for so long. I thought it would have been great for the revenue, you know, it had brought a lot of money in, it had brought a lot of tourists in. So, you know, I'm kind of upset that that didn't happen, but hey, you know, maybe next time, you know.
Right, and what was crazy is that they were saying that the reason why it didn't go to Chicago was because of money problems. So I didn't really, you know, I mean, Chicago is a huge city, and, you know, it was here in Atlanta back in 04, right? Was that 04?
That's right. Yeah, I think it was 04, 04, somewhere around there.
Somewhere around there, right. So the Olympics were here, and so Chicago is a much bigger city than Atlanta. So I was just confused. I think, you know, I'm always, is it a black and white thing? I don't know. Are they hating on Obama? Is that why they didn't let the Olympics come? You know, because really, I am, in my mind right now, I'm thinking Barack Obama needs to do something to let these people know, you know what, stop hating. I'm not going nowhere. I'm here. I'm running this country. It is what it is. So, you know, I was disappointed too. And I hear Rio de Janeiro is a beautiful city. They got prostitutes and all that. I get it, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, thumbs up to our president, though. I love the way he handles everything in stride. I mean, he has been under attack from day one. You know, it's always conversation. It's always negative. But, hey, he doesn't let it bother him. So I think we all should, you know, let him be an example for us. You know, take it in stride because, you know, we're going to have problems. You know, people are going to hate on you. They're going to talk about you. I mean, so you just got to do what you do and keep moving, you know.
That's what's up. Now, and also, you know, the children in Chicago being beat to death. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I saw that. I think that was pretty sad. That was a pretty sad situation, you know. This gang violence, it really needs to stop, you know. We're killing our own, you know. I mean, and it's just, it's like a form of genocide, you know.
Right. And what's so crazy is that I thought the gang thing was gone like 10 years ago. You know, I thought people were like over it when, you know, they start seeing the rappers and everything kind of clean up their images. You know, you don't have the NWAs or the, you know, Eazy-E's anymore, people like that. So that, you know, represented really gangs and, you know, and what is this gang with the blue head wrap? But anyway, they represented the gangs. So I thought it was out the window like 10 years ago. So I was like dumbfounded when I looked on television and I saw that, you know, it's still alive and well today, and kids are still being killed walking home from school.
My heart goes out to his family, too. You know, I heard he was a good kid. He was a scholar, you know, good in school, great grades. You know, everybody liked the kid. So, you know, just another tragedy, you know?
Yeah, it is another tragedy. Well, we do appreciate you calling in and joining us here on Mental Note. I am really just excited about everything that you have going on and excited about being a part of everything that you have going on. One of the other things that I wanted to talk to you about is Huntsville, because I know that you have been living in and around that area for quite many, you know, a number of years.
Since 95,
Okay. And I just wanted to know, you know, what's going on in Huntsville? I hear that it's a melting pot, you know, that it's really growing rapidly. You know, it's a lot of stuff going on there. So just tell me a little bit about that area and what's going on in and around Huntsville.
Well, Huntsville is rated as one of the best cities to live in throughout the United States. I mean, it is an engineer city. Real estate development is phenomenal here. You know, it's a lot of moving and shaking going up in this industry, you know. And I've been here. It's my base. I'm from Florence originally, but, you know, I've been here because it gives me that big city feel, but it still has that country living. But, you know, it's a great place to live. So we're trying to, you know, we're trying to get on the map. You know, it's growing. It's growing rapidly. So, you know, I'm looking in the next 5 years for Huntsville to be one of those major cities, you know, like Nashville or Birmingham or Atlanta, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I had been hearing, and I just wanted to kind of get your insight on that because I know that you are, you know, in and around that area. So that's exciting to hear as well. Huntsville, you know, it's kind of like a medium-sized city. From what I understand, although I grew up there in Sheffield, I didn't, you know, and I visit Huntsville. I actually have family there, but you know, I've never lived there, and I've never really hung out there much, so I didn't know, you know, the climate of the city. So how is crime there?
Crime, you know, it's just like any other city. It is, you know, it goes on or whatever. So it's a lot of crime going on, but you know, it's a lot of positive parts. You know, I mean, it's a lot of positive parts here.
Yeah.
But yeah, we do have a little crime going on. You know, it's just, I guess with this economy, I don't know, people, you know, they result into the negative. You know, so my thing is to try to, you know, help people get on the positive track. You know.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I thought this was positive. I talked about this story a little bit earlier in the show. Children born today are going to be living to be 100 years old.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. They're going to live 40 years longer than their grandparents and 15 years longer than their parents. And I think it has a lot to do with, well, from the news stories that I've been hearing, that it has a lot to do with science and just how much, you know, just how far we have progressed scientifically, meaning, you know, now they're not necessarily cures for cancer, but people are living longer with the disease. And I think, you know, eventually there will be cures for cancer and AIDS and that sort of thing. So as the children begin to grow up, then they're living longer. And I thought that was really positive and exciting to hear.
Yeah, that's real good news.
Yeah, that is good news, right? Well, Dalton, I am so excited And so glad that you joined us today. And hopefully I will be hearing from you again soon. You'll be a friend of the show, and you will come back and visit us often. Don't be a stranger.
Yeah, the pleasure was all mine. The pleasure was all mine. And you keep doing what you're doing. You know, you're talking about me a lot, but hey, you know what, you had a TV show in the 90s? I think you were doing that in the 90s, and you've always had that entrepreneurial spirit. So, I mean, God bless you. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep your head up, and everything will work out for you.
Oh, babe, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yeah, I've been at it for a minute. I've actually had this Blog Talk show. It's going on 2 years now. So, yeah, I've been in the game for a minute. I started back in 96 with talk shows when I was 19 years old. God, I'm telling you guys my age. Anyway, yeah, so started a while ago and still at it. It's a passion for me, and I love talking to people like yourself who are doing major things and great things for the community and just for society, period, because it's not many of us who at a young age, and when I say us, yes, I'm talking about African Americans, who are focusing our attention and our energy into uplifting, motivating other people. So it's always exciting and just a pleasure to engage in conversation with someone as yourself who is doing that, because it's just, you know, it's not enough of it going on, and I feel like change has come. President Barack Obama is a standard, you know, so I think we should look at him and we should say, you know what, if he can do it, we can do it. So,
That's real. Anyone listening to this radio station, I mean, is there anything that you want to do in life, you know? Hey, God said if you take one step, he'll take two, so just do it, you know. Quit second-guessing yourself and counting yourself out. Just do it. I mean, we have a black president. We never thought that would have happened. So, you know, I want to encourage anyone, you know, hey, you can be successful. You know, it's like it's rules that you have to take to get there, but, hey, you know, you can be successful.
And that's what's up. Okay, babe, you have a great Saturday. And like I said, don't be a stranger to Mental Note. You are always welcome here.
Thank you. And you have a good one, okay?
All right, that's what's up. That was Dalton B. Sweeney right here, Blog Talk Radio, guys. Stay tuned. Much, much more right here, Mental Note.
Familiar. I get it, I live it, to me there's nothing realer. Just enough of all your problems, too much to kill ya. And when I leave, I always come right back here. The young spitter that everybody in rap fear. A lot of y'all is still sounding like last year. The game needs changing, I'm the motherfucking cashier. Nickels for my thoughts, dimes in my bed. Quarters of the cushion, shake the lines in my head. Take my verses too serious, you hate me, cause I'm the one to paint a vivid picture, no HD. Yeah, I want it all, that's why I strive for it. Diss me, you'll never hear a reply for it. Any award show or party, I get fly for it. I know that it's coming, I just hope that I'm alive for it.
I want the money, money in the cars, cars in the clothes, the hoes, I suppose. I just wanna be successful. I just wanna be successful.
All right, guys, you just heard from Dalton B. Sweeney right here on Mental Note. And just want to give you the contact information again for Dalton. If you are an artist of any kind, musician, if you're trying to get into the film industry, if you are a comedian, if you are a gospel singer, if you are a graphic artist, if you are a talk show host, if you are a you get the idea, right? You can reach Dalton, like you said, his last name first, SweeneyDalton@yahoo.com is his email address. You can also check out Dalton on Facebook, and Dalton Sweeney, S-W-I-N-N-E-Y. So be sure to go and check him out, because like I said, there is a lot of cool things going on in and around Mr. Sweeney's world, so be sure to go and check him out. Also, guys, wanted to tell you about this no prayer before the football games here in Georgia. The cheerleaders, they had banners, you know, with scripture and what would Jesus do, you know, the WWJD, the symbolization of what would Jesus do. So they're getting prepared for the games, and they're praying, and they're holding up their signs and, you know, just praising and worshiping God. And no. I think it was the school superintendent or someone, I can't recall who exactly they said made the statement, but they said that we could be sued. We can't do this. So now the kids cannot hold their banners. The cheerleaders can't hold their banners up to motivate the players to win the game. And, to you know, they can't pray. And, oh, it's terrible. It is terrible. Isn't it enough that they've taken Jesus out of schools? I mean, really, because when I was growing up, I can remember so vividly when I was in sixth grade, guys, and we would pray. We would take time out to pray. And things were just so different back then. There were no Columbines. There were no shootings in schools. There were no University of Illinois, where the guy killed people. I mean, there was none of that. And now it's like we have accepted that as the rule, that these things can happen in our schools. Now there are police officers in the schools. It's unheard of. That is unheard of. I mean, we have really better wake up. I mean, this is a mental note for you right here. We really, as a society, need to wake up and really pay attention to what is going on and try and do our part. And, guys, I'm not telling you anything that I'm not doing myself. Okay, I have a high schooler, and I am at the school. I am, you know, and I have been for years, you know, just expressing my opinion and how I felt about what's going on in schools. And the teachers at my son's school, even middle school, when he was in elementary, the whole nine will tell you, Miss Summerhill, no joke, I do not play when it comes to, you know, number one, my child's education and just and his influences. I am just very, you know, protective about what I allow to get into his spirit, you know, in a sense, because it's like if, you know, we shouldn't expect our children to get religion from school. I'm not saying that because we pray here in the house, okay? We go to church. We pray at home. You know, we have a relationship with God. So that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that please take a look at 20 years ago versus now as to what is happening in the school system based upon prayer, based upon religion being in the schools. If nothing else, take a look at that within itself, and you will easily be able to see the difference. It's a huge difference in the culture and in how the children carry themselves. Even when you walk through the halls of the high schools now, you can hear cursing. You can see the females, you know, the kids. It's unfortunate, but they're looking like strippers with the clothes that they have on in some of the schools. you know, it's just really, it's really scary. It's really scary when you start to think about just how this world has changed for the worse. I mean, you know, I'm like one of the most positive people you would ever meet in life because I always see the glass half full, always. But I am also realistic. I also try to look at what is going on and try to think of a way to change it and encourage people to do something, do something, do something. You know, that's one thing about me being on the air, guys, and my voice being able to be heard. It will not be used in vain. Trust and believe that whether it be here on Blog Talk or nationally syndicated television, radio, whatever it is, I will always be using this voice that God has given me for empowerment, for positiveness, for change. Hear me, for change. Because if we can change for the worse, I definitely believe that we can change for the better. Because you know what? Good always overcomes, outdoes evil. So, with that being said, holler at your girl, 347-215-8667. Let me know how you feel about this prayer in schools, being, you know, prayer being taken out of schools now on a Friday night football game. The kids can't even pray at the game. What's up with that? They can't hold up a banner. Now, if they had up a banner that said, "Go Dogs, you're the best," kill them. Kill them dead. Run them over, then that would be okay. How violent is that? How crazy is that? But that would be okay. But because they have, what would Jesus do? Praise God. You know, then something is wrong with that? Come on now. Come on. We allow this music to be on television and on the radio, this music, this the television programs that we allow the kids to listen to, the whole nine. It's all like crap, negative. I can't even hardly sit with my teenage son and watch a television program without there being kissing, sex, two men kissing, two women kissing. I mean, just everything. It's blowing my mind, blowing my mind. There's a mental note for you. Saturday morning, October 3rd, it's your girl Purpose Vision, Block Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Showing wrong, girl. Lately, I've been thinking, and my thoughts are telling me I'm tripping. Used to say I didn't care, found your bags back upstairs. With all that talking tough, I'm about to lose you.
Yeah, my last chance.
Alright guys, on a lighter note, Michael Vick got his endorsement back with Nike. Happy to hear about that because I really was traumatized by what they did to Michael Vick. But anyway, Michael Vick is has his endorsement back with Nike. And also in sports news, Tiger Woods, guys, will be the first sports person athlete to make $1 billion. How hot is that? Go, Tiger! $1 billion. He will be the first billionaire athlete. So that's pretty cool, right? That's pretty cool. And then I also wanted to let you know about Kim Zolciak on the Housewives of Atlanta. Remember I was telling you earlier about the sad news? Well, I also wanted to tell you that her song, Party for the Party, it's hot now. It's hot. I heard it last Thursday, a couple of days ago, I should say, on the television. They debuted it. And it's hot. And it was so funny to me because, like Candy said, if you get in the studio with me and I produce you, I'm going to make you hot, okay? And that's what she did for Kim. Although I would have liked to have seen Kim show up for Candy. Candy is getting ready to come out with a solo album, guys, and she did one of her first performances here at Tongue and Groove, which is a nightclub here in Atlanta, and she sung a couple of her songs that will be on her new album, and, you know, she was looking for Kim to come and support her like she has been supporting her, and Kim didn't show up. I don't know. You know, NeNe them been saying that Kim is a user. That, you know, once she gets what she needs from you, it's a done deal. So, who knows? I just love it. I mean, I do. I love the Housewives. I love every damn city, the Orange County Housewives, the New York Manhattan Housewives, the New Jersey Housewives are off the chain. I cannot wait until they come back on the air. The new season should be coming on after this Atlanta Housewives finishes. And, you know, just a bunch of rowdy chicks. I really wish they would do the Housewives of Miami. That would be nice to see because Miami is one of my favorite cities, and it would just be cool to see how they're living down there, how the Housewives are living down there, and if they're as full of drama as the ladies here in the ATL. Guys, it's a beautiful day here. You know, about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, it was a lot of rain, a lot of flooding here in Atlanta. More than 6 people died, and, you know, a lot of people lost their homes and lost everything that they had. So, and it's been a real, you know, just sad situation for a lot of people here in Atlanta, Douglas County, more so than the other counties, that have suffered from flood here in Atlanta. And, you know, it was just a really, really tragic thing. But there has been a lot of fundraising efforts. The other night, that was Thursday night as well, there was a fundraiser at Bowling Alley here in Atlanta. Was actually in Duluth, Red Carpet Bowling Alley. And a lot of celebs came out, Jermaine Dupri, Big Boy from Outkast, Nephi and Solo, you know, Frankie and Nephi. Hilarious, yes, hilarious. But anyway, Nephi was at the bowling alley, and that was pretty good. You know, that was hot. They raised money for the victims and the Hosea Feed the Hungry Foundation. So that's always positive, and that was a really good look. Guys, be sure to tune in here for Mental Note every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Your girl will have all the news and views from the ATL and around the globe. If there's anything you want to hear me talk about, if you have something on your mind that you want to share with your girl, there's a couple of ways you can reach me. You can send me an email to visionsinprogressinc, like incorporated, visionsinprogressinc@yahoo.com, and or you can go to my MySpace, myspace.com/purposevision, one word, or you can hit me up on Facebook. You know, whatever floats your boat. I'm always here for you, you know, so holler at your girl. And remember, you can always call in here at 347-215-8667 and talk to me live on the air. Blog Talk Radio is the place, okay? So be sure to holler at me. Also, guys, it is just, how should I put this? The market is hot. Let's just put it that way. the market is hot. And when I say the market, you know I'm talking about real estate. Your girl is excited about what's going on in real estate. Everybody else is like, not everybody else. The people that are in the know it's a hot market. The people that are not in the know are like, oh, my God, what's going on? But one of the things, I mean, the market is now, it just separates the in the knows from the I don't have a clue. It separates those people. So if you are in the market and you would like to purchase a home, now is the time. The tax credit ends November 30th, guys. You don't have a lot of time. And if you're in the Atlanta area, you know your girl is a licensed realtor, so I can help you out. So be sure to contact me if you are looking to buy or sell real estate. If you have questions, holler at me. If you're looking to rent real estate, if you need short-term rental, whatever you need, all of your real estate needs, I got you, okay? I got you, so holler at me. But one of the things that I just want to be clear about is that if you're in the market to buy property, now is the time. Now is the time to make a great investment that is going to pay off. Real estate has always been the very best investment that you could possibly make. So be sure to holler at me if you need to do that. You know, if you need more information and you are interested in purchasing or selling real estate, okay, because $8,000 tax credit ends November 30th. Repeat it with me, November 30th. So you don't have a lot of time. So be sure to holler at me, and that way I can get you set up, okay? I can get you set up to be financially straight. Because if you make an investment now in real estate, you're going to get a really good price on your property. And in a few years, if you want to sell it, you're going to make a hefty, hefty amount of money, okay? So be sure to let me know if that's what you're in the market for, because I'm here to help, here to serve, you know. So be sure to get at me. Also, guys, only about 2 minutes left in the show, so I'm going to get ready to wrap it up here. I appreciate you joining me each and every Saturday morning, 10 a.m., right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am really excited about the future and what is to come. It's been a great year. 2009 has been a great year. There's like 2 months left in the year that's going to roll into a even greater 2010, guys. I wish everybody well, and just remember this, if there's anything going on in your life that has got you bogged down or confused or whatever it is, keep your head up, because eventually it will work itself out. You know, put God first in your life. Pray about it. Get on your knees and pray about it. Prayer does change things, guys. And I'm not telling you something I heard. I'm telling you something that I know. Prayer definitely changes things, okay? 1 minute left in the show. It's your girl, Purpose Vision. Remember, the hottest of the hot always here on Mental Note. This show has, it's on a whirlwind. It's growing. It's going. Ride the train, baby. Ride the train with me, okay? Blog Talk Radio, Mental Note. It's your girl, PV. Remember, the hottest of the hot always right here and in all things. All things, guys. Peace and love. Until next week, I'll holla.